It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. So glad to be able to do this each and every week here on Catholic Radio Indy. We really would love to have your support on this show. We need underwriters. AAARoofingCompany.com, that's one group that's helping us now, and the Elam Group also. But Will.Hampton at Catholic Radio Indy. Did I get it right?
And how many L's on Will?
There's only one L on Will. So Will with one L, dot Hampton at CatholicRadioIndy.org. That's my email. We'd love for you to hit me with an email and say, sure, I'd like to underwrite that show. That's what we'd like. Like I said, AAA Roofing Company in Indianapolis and the Elam Group helping us out this week. Colts, Texans, here we go. It's this Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. It's the battle for the AFC South. Only week 7 on the season, but already this is a playoff atmosphere coming to Indianapolis this Sunday. Like I said, it's about a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. The Texans are 4-2. They beat Kansas City this past Sunday, so now both the Texans and the Colts have both defeated KC, who a lot of people were picking to go to the Super Bowl, so makes me think the Colts or the Texans could be Super Bowl contenders as well. The Texans are 4-2, Colts are 3-2. This game is this Sunday at 1 o'clock at Lucas Oil Stadium. Last I checked, there are tickets remaining. You can always go online and find tickets to these games in the NFL. It all depends on how much do you want to pay? 6 weeks into the season, Patriots appear to be the best team in football. They're still 6-0, still undefeated. They've only given up 48 points in 6 games. That's incredible how well their defense is playing. Everybody wants to talk about Tom Brady and how great Tom Brady is. Kind of drives me crazy sometimes. Okay, give him credit. He's a great quarterback. But if you watch a Patriots game, he throws the ball about 3 yards, and then the receiver runs 20 yards. And everybody says, what a great pass by Tom Brady. Okay, but let's give him credit where credit is due. 49ers are also undefeated. So we've got two teams into the season still undefeated. They are 5-0. They've already had their bye week. So we will see what happens with both the Patriots and the 49ers and whether or not the 72 Dolphins can celebrate. You know what they do. They sit and wait, and as soon as somebody loses or everybody loses, they pop the cork on their champagne and they celebrate because they're the last undefeated team in football back in 1972. Other teams to kind of that I'm watching so far in the NFL season, the Saints look really good. They're 5-1, and they've had Teddy Bridgewater playing instead of Drew Brees most of the season. You know, Brees got injured, and now Teddy's been doing a really good job. Everybody knows, though, as well as Teddy's plan, whenever Drew Brees is ready, he'll be the quarterback again for the Saints. The Panthers are also doing it with a backup quarterback, young Kyle Allen. They're 4-2. Kyle Allen's been playing for Cam Newton, and that is going to probably have a quarterback controversy when Cam Newton is ready to play, whether or not they sit Kyle Allen. That will be an interesting thing to watch in the NFL. And another team that I think is playing better than most teams thought they would, the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are 4-2 in this young football season. College football, the Irish survived against USC. Did you watch any of that game? Stay up late Saturday. They won by 3 points over Southern Cal. They're off this week. And then Notre Dame goes to Michigan. They go to the Big House on October 26th. That's a game everybody loves to see when Notre Dame and Michigan get together. College football rankings, they're starting to be a little bit more important now because, you know, the teams that get to go to the playoffs. You have Alabama ranked number 1, LSU number 2. I'm an SEC fan, so there's SEC 1 and 2 right now. Clemson is 3rd and Ohio State is 4th. Wisconsin out of the Big 10 and Penn State out of the Big 10 are 6th and 7th. Notre Dame is now 8th. And interesting to me, Georgia, they lost Saturday, so they dropped to 10th. But they're behind Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame beat them. That's the weird thing about the college football polls. It's really about when you lose, whether or not you do lose, but when you lose. It's better to lose early in the year than it is late. Marion football, they had a bye week. They're now 3rd in the NAIA national rankings, and they host number 4, Concordia, this Saturday. That'll be another great game at the Marion University campus. Number 3 against number 4. Now, Concordia did lose this last week to St. Francis. So they'll probably drop in the rankings. But as of the day we did this recording, they were ranked fourth. So 3-4, that game is on the Marion University campus this Saturday at 1:05. So another great time to go watch the Marion Knights play some football. NBA, Pacers season opener is just around the corner. Did you see any highlights or did you go to the fan jam last week? Pacers basketball, they had a lot of fun. I'm excited about this Pacer team. I think they've got some really neat personalities. Good basketball players. Victor Oladipo, you know his story. Great Catholic man. Not quite ready to play yet. But when he's ready, it's going to add another element. You know, he's their best player. And when he's able to play again, they'll be even better. But I think this is going to be a fun Pacers season. Get your tickets now. There's all kinds of ways to get them. They've got this cool little, what they're calling a 6-game mini pack, mini plan that you can get opening day for free and then 6 other games. The season opener is Wednesday, October 23rd, so it's just around the corner. It's going to happen next week, and they play Detroit on Wednesday, October 23rd. They're home 4 times in the first week of November, the 1st, the 3rd, the 6th, and the 8th. So Pacers basketball along with a lot of football as we're really just getting started here on Catholic Sports Weekly. When we come back, we'll talk more football, but we're going to really zoom in on the Catholic Youth Organization, CYO, with the Executive Director, Bruce Cyphers, when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Catholic Radio Indy.
There's lives being touched every single day by it.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. And as we get started, it's my pleasure to welcome Bruce Cyphers, the Executive Director of the Catholic Youth Organization, CYO, is what everybody. Matter of fact, I'm wearing a CYO sweatshirt right now and didn't know it till I looked down and said, hey, I'm representing CYO today. Welcome, Coach Cyphers. How are you doing?
Doing really well, and thank you for representing CYO. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, you know, it's a great organization. As you know, I had, well, all three of my kids played CYO sports. My boys both played football and basketball, and my daughter played basketball for CYO, and there's so much that's going on right now, but one of the big things and why we wanted to bring you back in is it's football playoff time for the CYO guys, and that's all across the city. And tell me about the excitement of playoff time for CYO football.
Well, it's just definitely an exciting time. The you know, the kids work so hard during the season, as do their coaches, and you know, through the regular season. I can remember in my days as a coach, I would always share with the kids, you know, that we're going to work as hard as we can and win every game if we can. But when that regular season ends, then we start the real season. You know, that's the kind of the concept is that everybody, the good thing is everybody gets to engage and be a part of the playoffs. And, you know, again, you want to do everything you can to win every game, do everything you can within the rules, obviously. But the regular season, if there's a loss or two, you try to learn from that and make some adjustments. And but heading into the playoffs, I mean, that's when you want to be at your best, and hopefully you've got most of your kids, all of your kids, hopefully healthy and you know, ready to again play your best in all the hours of long hours of practice and preparation. Hopefully it comes to fruition with success in the playoffs. So yeah, the excitement level certainly ratchets up, you know, heading into the playoffs.
I know a lot of coaches talk about, you talked about, you know, you might have one or two losses during the regular season, but now like I said, everybody's 0-0 going into it. How did you coach or teach coming out of a win or coming out of a loss? So was there a different mentality. I know some coaches have told me that, you know, when you lose a game, sometimes it might be easier to teach or coach because they saw that ding on their record and they want to get better. Maybe they're a little more hungry to get better. Were you able to teach off of a loss sometimes easier than a win?
You know, Will, really, that's a great point and a great question. I would agree. Yeah, I think oftentimes it is easier in a lot of ways to coach after a loss because if you play a great game or maybe you play an opponent who wasn't quite as talented as other teams that you're going to see, and maybe you won by a decent margin. Sometimes it's easy for coaches and kids alike to relax and think, okay, you know, we're pretty good. We're doing things real well, and we played real well in this past game, and so maybe you're not quite as driven, continue to strive for excellence. You know, it's human nature, I think, maybe to relax a little bit after a big win. After any loss, I think you're going to be a lot more inclined to try to be honest with yourself and in an honest assessment with the players and the coaches alike that, and you study, I'd say you probably study game film with a lot more diligence after a loss than a win, and try to figure out what we could have done better and what we should have done in this scenario or that, and I think you're just a lot more diligent. I think it's a pretty good word after a loss in trying to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
in the playoffs, sometimes you will see some of those same teams that you played in the regular season. So. I think you do tend to work a little bit harder and just become more focused, more intent on what you need to do to get better, perhaps, than you do after a win.
CYO Executive Director Bruce Cyphers is our guest this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. And you talked about going, we had you on before the season really got started, and you were trying something new called Rookie Tackle, 7-on-7 football for the third and fourth graders. You've now been through one season of that, right? Is this one season through that?
Yes.
And how did it go? How was the reaction? I know early on some of the parents were I don't want to say griping on Catholic Sports Weekly, but they weren't necessarily too excited about 7-on-7 football. But how did it work out? How'd the first season go?
I would say in one word, it's been outstanding.
Great.
We did, we met with the third and fourth grade coaches back in April with the initial meeting to kind of introduce the concept. And quite frankly, it was met with some resistance. I think any time that you have, something that people are comfortable with and it's something they've known really all that they've known, I guess, to introduce a new concept oftentimes becomes challenging. People are going to have questions and doubts and so forth. But I think I think one of the best things we did was we took the basic rules recommended by USA Football, which is a wonderful organization, and they're all about trying to build the game and reinstill. Continue to instill excitement in the game and participation numbers and all of that. And anyway, we took the kind of guidelines that they recommended, and we had a second meeting we kind of created a committee of 34 coaches that wanted to participate, and we really kind of revised some of those rules to match what we thought was in the best interest of CYO football. And so we took, again, the guidelines of what USA Football recommended. We kind of streamlined it, kind of made it, very pertinent to what we wanted to do across the CYO, and came up with a few rules on our own. And I think as the coaches and players and parents got to see it kind of in action, through the first two or three weeks, and there's some concepts in this league that I think they just really, really liked. And so there's some little things, as would be expected, some little wrinkles that we've had to iron out, and we just sent out a good message earlier this week, or actually it was late last week, to the 34 coaches, just, you know, kind of verifying, you know, exactly how we wanted certain rules and so forth to be followed heading into the playoffs. And but overall, it's been an overwhelmingly positive response from coaches, from parents, and from kids.
Talking with Bruce Seifers, we're talking the rookie tackle, 7-on-7. Now, was it primarily because of numbers, because it was trying to, because it, you know, it was harder and harder to field more teams, and or is it also a safety thing? Is it kind of one and the same, or what was the kind of the reason behind the league?
Both, really. There's some safety factors involved, and certainly that has to be a number one priority, is keeping the kids as safe as we can. And you know, there's certainly coaches training, certification training that we request all coaches, all CYO coaches at all levels go through. So yeah, the safety is part of it. And the way the positions, the way they're set up, is designed to help keep the kids safer, along with you know, the better coaching techniques, safer coaching techniques, and so forth. But I think that the driving force behind this was Jerry Ross. It has been with CYO for many years. I think he's in his 35th year, and
wow,
he just does an outstanding job.
He does.
Yeah, he does an awesome job of is our football coordinator. And one of the things that he and I you know, went over was from a year ago, for the first time ever, our 34 numbers for the third and fourth graders was actually less than the 56, you know, for the fifth and sixth grade kids. Mm-hmm. And obviously that was not a good sign. You always want your, you know, the biggest numbers with your young kids. And, yeah, and you know, some will just naturally drop away from the game as they get a little older, and maybe they want to focus on another sport, or, you know, whatever the reason might be. But I think it's key to always have, you know, the biggest numbers with your young kids. And so we just felt it was necessary to come up with something a little different, try to be creative, and something that would generate more interest and fun, and get the kids hooked, you know, so that they want to keep coming back year after year to play the game. And you know, just two or three things here, Will, that I think have really created excitement is, it is 7-on-7, but it's tackle. You know, they're fully padded, and it's tackle football. But there's only three linemen, and you know, there's you know, a couple of other call it skilled players, I guess, but you know, ball carrier type kids. That the positions are just a little bit different, but they play on a more narrow field. It's two thirds as wide. Basically, it goes from sideline to the far hash as far as the width, and they play from the 40-yard line going in. The offense is always starting each new drive, new series, from the 40-yard line going in. But here's what kids are really excited about, and parents too, is every other quarter, kids flip-flop and switch from line positions to back and receiver positions.
Oh, good. So everybody can carry the ball.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have a weight limit, so that we still have our stripers, double stripers, but there's relatively few of those. We upped the weight limit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you have a really big kid, they can still line up at quarterback and throw the ball. They can line up at receiver and catch the ball, but they cannot advance the ball once they've caught it.
Okay.
You know, so that we don't have little guys playing defensive back trying to tackle some great big guy. Again, part of that safety factor. But again, the number of kids who are stripers in that league, it's a relatively small number. But the key is that kids are getting to learn all of the running back, receiver, defensive back, linebacker, you know, offense, defense, all of the line positions, as well as the ball carrier, you know, so-called skilled positions, and they actually get to do that in the game, which I think, especially for these little guys, it's just really good for kids to learn all of that. And some of the comments we've gotten from the coaches is that they just feel like their kids are all around being better coached, and since there's fewer kids on each team, receiving more one-on-one coaching and just, you know, better all-around football players, which is exciting.
It is. Talking with CYO Executive Director Bruce Cyphers. We're going to take a break. This guy, this is a coach at Roncalli, who's seven-time state champion, 12-time coach of the year. Now he's the executive director of the CYO. We're going to talk a little fundraising, but I'm also going to push the pedal a little bit, and we're going to talk about high school football because the sectional drawings have been announced. We'll talk about that more with Bruce Cyphers when we come back on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. Welcome back also Bruce Cyphers, Executive Director of CYO. Hey, Bruce, I know recently you had a fundraiser at Topgolf. I heard that was a success. And you're also establishing a development committee. Fundraising is a big part. People listening to this show, they can get a hold of you guys. I believe it's cyoarchindy.org. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
How are those things going? How is the fundraising and the development going at CYO?
Well, we're off to a good start, and the Top Golf event was a load of fun. I'm not really a golfer. I'm actually quite bad at it, but the nature of the Top Golf venue there is even those of us who are not very good golfers, it's a blast. I mean, it's just really fun, and we had a good group that showed up. I think everybody had fun, and as a nonprofit, just like all nonprofits across the country, we're always in a position where we need to fundraise, and we serve. Right at 24,000 kids across the Archdiocese. And we have, obviously, our athletic events that we have good numbers participating in. We have our CYO camp, but we also have enrichment activities, too, with chess club and vocal and instrumental competitions, science fair. And so, it's just a very well-rounded program, and we try to enable all sides of town in rural areas and so forth. We will want to try to be inclusive and help parishes that need help in regard to allowing kids to participate in the inclusion program at camp. Kids with special needs, we want to do everything we can to allow every kid that wants to participate and be a part of it. Even when we have to hire more counselors for one-on-one partnership there with our special needs children. It's just, we want to include as many kids as we can. And so accordingly, it's just always, there's an ongoing need for fundraising. And so any help, anyone who would like to partner with us, we'd certainly welcome that. And as you said, our website is cyoarchindy.com. org, and we would welcome anyone who would like to partner with us and help out.
Yeah, we talk a lot about CYO, of course, with you, but also with your background, seven-time state champ, 12-time coach of the year. It's high school football time as far as the sectionals go. They have one more game in the regular season, and then they go into the sectional. The draw was held this last weekend. Real quickly, I'll run through them. 2A sectional 38, Cecina. They're 5-3. They're going to Centerville. 3A sectional 28. Guerin Catholic is at Yorktown, and Chatard plays Brebeuf in that sectional. That's a great matchup, 7-1 against 6-2 right now. Again, they have one more regular season game. Sectional 29, also in 3A, is Ritter at Indianapolis Washington. And in sectional 4A, sectional 22, or 4A, sectional 22, Frankfort, the Hot Dogs, they're 0-8 this year. They play Roncalli. Roncalli's won two in a row. They're just 3-5. And Cathedral, they will host Terre Haute South They get a bye in the first round of the 5A sectional 13. The Irish won't play until November 1st. They got a big win this last week. Irish beat Brebeuf. Real quickly, Coach, we only got a couple minutes here, but love high school football, love the sectional. That Frankfurt Roncalli game, I know, is one that'll be close to your heart, but I think you should say, like we were talking off air, sometimes a 3-5 record doesn't mean you're not going to have a good run in the state tournament, right? Because now everybody's even, and they've got a history of doing pretty well with the Rebels.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, obviously, I was the head football coach there for 27 years, and I wish them always the very best. Plus, my oldest son is coaching at Roncalli, and so I still get to see most of their games. Their record, I think, belies what potentially is going to happen here in the tournament. They are extremely young. They have right now, I believe, 9 sophomores starting for them and actually 1 freshman starting on their defensive line. But, the early part of their schedule, Roncalli has always played primarily a 6A schedule. They've been very competitive in most of the games. I think they're going to make a tournament run. I think they're going to shock some people. And I would not be surprised if they might perhaps be playing in a semi-state game. Folks will look at the record and think, well, they're going to struggle. But I think they're going to surprise some people.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for what they might do.
Yeah, like I said, the sectional draw on the 25th, they host Frankfurt first. But their last regular season game, Roncalli, will host Guerin Catholic this Friday. Coach, thank you so very much. Really appreciate you jumping in and talking CYO. Again, the website, cyoarchindy.org. And like you said, any help helps, right? Anything that people want to get involved with.
Oh, absolutely. We always appreciate that. And it's we're in the kid business, working with and for kids. We appreciate any help anyone might be willing to give.
Yeah, I like your phrase that you say. You say the CYO's purpose is?
To help all the kids we serve get to heaven. That's our number one goal. We invite anyone else to help us in that pursuit.
Yeah, if we can get the kids to heaven, that's what it's all about. Coach, thank you very much.
You betcha. Always a pleasure talking with you, Will.
That'll do it for this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. I cannot forget, real quickly, soccer sectional champs. Congrats to the boys, Guerin Catholic and Cathedral, and the girls, Lafayette Central Catholic. Can't forget the soccer kids as well. And that'll do it, and we'll see you next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.